You're listening to the Moms Working Overtime podcast, the community of women you've been searching to find for so long. We bring together our mamas in waiting, brand new moms, stay-at-home moms, working moms, and the moms who maybe just have a little bit more experience than the rest of us. We're all here for community, support, and finding ways to show up better for our families each and every day. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I hope you love what you find on today's episode. Welcome back to the Moms Working Overtime podcast for your Monday pep talk. I'm always so happy that you all come back to listen week after week, and I just appreciate having you a part of this community. It's been a huge period of growth these past few months, not only for myself with navigating two under two with the birth of our daughter, but just a lot of growth in the company. And so we've been going 90 miles an hour, and I'm super excited for everything that's happening right now. Actually, this morning, if you are in the Moms Working Overtime Facebook community, we dropped our apparel. If you're watching on YouTube, I have the Motherhood is a Ministry shirt on today. It's one of my favorites. Everything that I picked is like relaxed fit, comfy, but you could dress it up a little bit. We've got some fun designs that were exclusively designed for MWO. So just super, super excited. The link for the website is always in the podcast description. So go check out our clothing release. There's some things that are selling out already. So I love you all. I don't think that we will restock, but we will have more fun releases in the future. And I'm just super excited to get all that gear out to you. It's really cool. Whenever I see you all wearing it and you're tagging me on social or you're sending me pictures, that's really fun. But you can probably hear in my voice, in addition to going 90 miles an hour, or I should say probably because we've been going 90 miles an hour, still getting over sickness. Carter shared a little bit of a daycare virus with me last week, and I am still just like trying to feel 100% again. So you can probably hear it in my nose, just a little congested still. We're going to power through though. You know, it got me thinking, and it's the perfect time to bring this up. So ever since we got sick, if you follow me on social media, I love Earthly products. I'm obsessed with everything Earthly. Our cabinet is literally filled of them. We used it with Carter when he was teething. They have teething drops. They have like infant belly drops. But I will tell you, in the last week, we have been hitting it hard with the Feel Better Fast and the Cough Be Gone and the Elderberry. Like all the Hellmans are taking these to try and just get back to 100%. They help so much, just making a difference. And so it's been through Carter. Lena had a runny nose. We got her through that. I'm getting better. Now we're pulling Dylan through. So, you know, we're all just going to have a stronger immune system at the end of this. But we team up with Earthly because of how much I love and appreciate their products. And so if you've never ordered, or if you're going back to order and restock yourself soon, we actually have some codes for you. So if you shop through the link in this podcast description that they gave us, and you use, there's two codes. If you're a new shopper there, you've never bought anything Earthly, there's a code that is Choose Natural, Choose Natural, and that's going to get you 10% off your order. Also, if you haven't shopped in a while, or you're going back to, like I said, restock, then they also gave us a code for you all that is one-time use, that is Come Back, COMEBACK. So go get 10% off those products. We've been living on them this week. We are absolutely in love with everything that we've ever gotten from their company, but I'm just super excited for them to team up with MWO Podcast and to be able to offer you guys some great deals, because I know we got some shopaholic mamas that listen to the podcast, and everyone loves a good deal, right? So hey, it's been helping us through. If you're going through the same thing, then it's there for you as well. Now, today's podcast, if you can listen to me through my nasally sound today, is breaking generational curses. And I think that this is honestly something I'm so surprised I haven't talked about on the podcast yet, because I think this is much more important and should be talked about more often than it actually is. You know, you see posts on social media, there's actually entire accounts that are, you know, sometimes dedicated to this and talking about past traumas and breaking generational curses. But even from the tiniest little minuscule things that maybe we didn't love about our own childhood that we think we can do better at, I think that it should be talked about, that we should be putting in the work as moms, as dads, to make sure that our children have a different experience. Because I know that if there's one thing we can agree upon in motherhood across the board, this might be one of the few things we can agree on in motherhood across the board, is that we want our children to turn out better than us. You know, I definitely want my children to be happier than I ever could have imagined for them, than I've ever even felt myself. I want them to experience life to the fullest. I want them to feel fulfilled in lots of different ways. I want them to have just this great confidence about them and for them to be successful, right? From a personal sense and in a financial sense. I want them to be comfortable in a financial sense as well. I want my children to find love, real love. I want them to feel real love. I want them to prioritize their health and stay very healthy, make that important. I want them to be strong. I want them to be confident, but I also want them to be humble, right? We have all these things in our head and we want them to be way better than we are. It's the biggest compliment to me if my children end up 10 times better of a person than I am. And trust me, they could easily do it, okay? I wish it hadn't taken me so long to figure out some of the things that I figured out in my life, but I want to do as good of a job as possible so that they do turn out better. And if we want all of these things for our children, if we want them to be happier, healthier, more successful, more humble, all of these things, in order for that to be possible, we have to do some work as parents. And this is the part that I think we overlook, because we all have things about our childhood, the way that you were raised, that you would probably do differently. There are things that you're thinking of, and it could be a really little thing. It could be so small. It could be something huge. Like, you went through something very traumatic and you want to protect your children from that. You want to give them a very different experience. Even if you had a great childhood, there are things that can be done better, always, because your parents wanted you to turn out better than they were, and you want your children to turn out better than you are. There's always going to be these little areas of improvement that we can find. But in order for that to happen, in order to even identify what is it that I would do different, we have to actually break down all of those experiences we've had. We have to break down in our mind, how was I raised? What were the values in your family? How was love demonstrated for you? How were you disciplined? This is a hot topic in the parenthood space. How were you disciplined? Was there abuse in your family, whether that was mental or physical abuse or drug or alcohol abuse? What was the tone of conversation in your family? Did faith exist in your home? Maybe was it faith where we go to church on Sundays, or was it faith where, hey, God is present in every aspect of our lives? Did your family practice healthy habits? Was there always food available to you, or were there moments where you were really hungry and you all struggled, your parents struggled to provide for you? Did your parents criticize you often, or were they really great about just instilling this unbreakable belief in you, this unbreakable belief that you had in yourself? What were the standards in your home when it comes to things like chores or cleanliness? How were children expected to contribute? Did you witness frequent fights about money? Or was money maybe used as bribery and the way that you were shown love and you liked or didn't like that? We have to break down all of these things. And, you know, I find this in a lot of different areas. It's why I love podcasts. It's why I love the personal development, personal growth space, because what I find with our generation as parents, but just as humans, is that we move at such a fast pace that sometimes I think that we are just really terrible at reflection, because reflection is a skill. Reflection doesn't happen naturally in the sense of it actually being productive, if that makes sense to you all that are listening. So actually, truly reflecting means going back and replaying something in your mind, but then breaking it down. Hey, why did that happen that way? How did I feel about the way that that happened? If I could go back, would I do anything differently? How is that going to impact my actions moving forward? True reflection, taking time to sit down and really think and process and analyze our experiences. I think we're terrible at this. I think life moves so fast, and especially in motherhood. This is what happens, is you go through your day in survival mode, and by the time your head hits the pillow, you are done. That's what happens. And there's no reflection. This is where we end up with these feelings as moms, these feelings of guilt, or like we could have done something better. We feel like we didn't show up the greatest for our kids, but we just let it all come out in the wash. We go to sleep and we wake up and we just operate again in survival mode. And so reflection is the difference maker. And what this requires, and again, this is something I used to be very terrible at, is it requires those moments of purposeful rest. I heard this on a podcast that Jenna Kutcher was on one time. She's like a boss mom. Her podcast is called Goal Digger. But Jenna was talking about this concept of purposeful rest and slowing down on purpose, stopping the grind to actually think. And I think a lot of us could be a lot better at this. And just remembering that while productivity is very self-fulfilling, it's important if you want to get better to stop and reflect. Because if you don't stop and reflect, you aren't even going to know what you need to work on. And once you've done that reflection, you can identify, hey, what did I like or dislike about the way that I was raised? Then it's time to do something about it. And this could be, you know, supporting a positive aspect of your childhood that you want to also provide for your own children, or this could be breaking that generational curse of something that you experienced that was negative that you didn't necessarily love. Because if you did grow up in that faith-filled home and you want to provide that for your children, then you have to work at your faith. You have to make this a priority. If you grew up in a healthy home where, you know, moving your body, playing outside, eating nutrient-dense foods, if all those things were important in a healthy home that you grew up in, and you want that for your children, then you have to demonstrate that for your children. You have to get to work on your own health or it won't be passed on. Remember, habits are caught, not taught by our children. And then on the flip side, if you grew up in that home where alcoholism or drugs or abuse just destroyed the peace of your home, you have to put in the work to ensure that your kids don't live through that same hell. It's not going to happen naturally. If you were born into a family where your parents were always yelling or fighting or were in some form abusive to each other or to you, then you better put in the work to make sure that you are healthier and that your relationship is healthier so that your kids don't witness the same exact thing. Because it's very easy to fall into what's comfortable to us. And even if you didn't love the way you were raised, even if you endured some terrible things, that is comfortable for you. That's what you know. And we're really bad about just easing back into what we know. It's our safe place. That's all that we can, that's all that we experience. So that's all we know how to provide. Unless we stop, reflect, and decide that we're going to take action, that we're going to break that curse. All too often, negative experiences are passed from generation to generation in a family. But it only takes one person to break that curse. One person who decides, you know what? No, I've had enough. I'm done. I'm going to be the one that changes this. But that person has to do some work. And that's what holds a lot of us back from changing these generational curses that we tend to pass on to our own children. And I think there's three huge players in the game here that I want to share with you. The first one is to talk. Go to therapy. Go into therapy with the mindset of actually benefiting from therapy. Be invested. Be open. Don't hold back. You have to share with them so that they can help you. Make sure that you're going into it looking for solutions and then implement those solutions. Because all too often, we hear a great strategy or we know what we need to do and we don't take action on it. The second thing is to read. Read books, find authors who have been through what you've been through, find authors that write about the kind of traits or the kind of person that you want to be. There's so much knowledge to be found in books. And I think that we leave school, like our school years, and we just put down books forever, but there's so much to be found in there. The third thing is to listen. Start listening to your kids when they tell you what is lacking, when they tell you what they need, they will tell you what they need from you. Start listening to podcasts on parenting, podcasts on personal development. Start listening to the mentors in your life. That could be, you know, anyone that you connect with. It could be a friend that you just really aspire to be more like them. It could be a professional mentor. Start listening to them. We have two ears and one mouth for a reason. A good friend of mine, Jarrett, says that all the time, and it's so important. We need to listen more often because you could be the one, if you implement these three things, to change your family forever, your entire family tree, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and on. You can be the one who changes that if you break the generational curses that you're experiencing. Stop settling for just being the person that you think you're doomed to be. for just settling into old habits and behaving poorly because you don't know any better. Stop using that as your excuse and letting your environment influence how you show up and be the change in your family, because your kids deserve that. I think we can all agree on this. Whatever it is, a bad habit, a bad experience, past trauma, if you can lean into this community, if you can stick with this podcast and keep focusing on showing up a little bit better each and every day, you can be the one that breaks that. I think we can all agree we want to show up better for our family. And if you keep surrounding yourself with people that also want to grow, then you'll be able to do that. Because a mom that works to get better is a mom that really cares. And if you're here, I know you are that mom. That's why I can tell you confidently, every single time you listen to an MWO podcast, you're doing a really amazing job, mama. And we'll talk soon. If you loved this episode of Moms Working Overtime, do me a favor. Share it on social media or send it to another mom to remind her that you love her and that she's doing such an amazing job. There's nothing more incredible that we can do in this community than remind other mamas of their strength. I'm so glad you were here today, and just know that I appreciate you an overtime amount.